coming at ya from right about I-94 and I-75. From the bowels of Detroit, Michigan. If you don't know, now you know. You are rolling live with the Olin Ezra Show. I'm Mr. Magnanimous. To my right, we got Olin Ezra. To my left, the Average Joe. Right across from me, I see Big Baby B. And now, with Dylan in the sound booth, let's roll. Give me some. Give me some.
What's up, Detroit?
You're listening to the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution. And we have one disastrous, virally just, oh man, it's oozing with goodness. You have no idea.
Get ready.
Savory morsels in this little bit here. Pat, what do you think about savory morsels?
Yeah, I like Sarah Palin. I do.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we got Sincerely Red here today. What's up, man?
What up, brother?
How's it going, dude? You all right?
Yeah, I'm feeling spicy.
Feeling good?
Yeah.
Spicy. Like, but, hey, have you guys had the fish taco at Del Taco, like, with the pink sauce?
It actually
has a pink sauce.
I have not.
I got the combo.
Listen. This is still... I'm telling you, they may as well just call it a vagina. It's a fish taco with pink sauce.
It's unbelievable, man.
I want to meet the man who created the combo.
Right, he's like, oh, this is the greatest idea. The world will make a fish taco, and we'll put pink sauce on it, and
we won't call it a vagina.
Yeah, we'll just sell vaginas.
Yep.
Only like 35-year-old butch lesbos eat it.
Exactly.
Marketing genius.
Oh, man.
It's like the whole line just looks like Roseanne, Rosie O'Donnell.
Hillary Clinton's in there.
Oh,
the taco of the butch lesbian.
Oh, my God.
Oprah drives by it or like $3 million Bentley eating fish tacos.
Oh, I don't even want to imagine that sight.
They're going to have like Ellen DeGeneres doing a song and dance in the commercial for it.
Isn't her wife pretty hot, though?
Yeah, like, what the hell?
I don't know. Ellen scores some pretty
I
don't really pay attention.
Some pretty nice chicks, though.
Yeah, man. She spoons with the best of them.
Really?
She's funny.
What a saggy front bitch.
Yeah, it's got to be
Ellen
that personality.
Yeah, matter of fact, didn't she marry Portia de Rosa?
Yeah, that's her name. Yeah she's gorgeous,
off of,
man.
Arrested Development.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. How dare they? Look at that broad just wasted.
Doesn't Ellen have like 15 years on her, too?
Something like that.
Unbelievable.
Ellen's
man. Liver spots and she's banging a 25-year-old. Deplorable.
What the frig?
Save the 25-year-olds for people like me and Big Baby P.
Oh.
Nah, keep them. I like 30-year-olds.
Anyway, we got a show coming up on December 6th that's called The Industry is Sleeping. We're going to be hosting it, and it's going to be presented by No Exit Entertainment and Purple Hash Productions featuring Sincerely Red over here. What up, man? What up with the show?
It's going to be sweet.
Oh, aren't you just so excited
for
it?
So excited. I was schooled before I got here. No, I was joking.
Matt, shoved you in a closet and beat you with a stick.
Don't forget these facts, God damn it!
He like drilled a hole and put a tube in it to talk to
you.
Oh, man. That's sorry, Matt. No, we're just kidding. Shout out to No Exit Entertainment.
For sure.
Dylan, what do you think about No Exit Entertainment, buddy?
I've worked with them in the past, and we've had some successful shows.
Dylan, you are the king of generic freaking comments, dude.
No comment.
Oh.
So I guess last year's was sold out or something like that?
Yeah, it got sold out, and that was the first one. This year it's supposed to be,
I don't know exactly.
I don't know why we're doing it in the same place. We should have got, something bigger.
That's cool, man. I think it's going to be... I mean, we're hosting it, so it's going to be out of control.
Oh, man, it's going to be...
Right, that's what I'm saying.
We will deliver. Believe me.
Deliver something.
Something will be delivered. hey, Dylan, what do you think about being delivered by the Olin Ezra Show?
I've never been delivered by the Olin Ezra Show. So Tapwater Productions delivers itself.
Everybody bring your sisters.
Mine's only 13, though.
Oh, man.
It's all good, dude.
Man, why are your eyes turning red? Relax. Just relax.
No. I completely agree with what this man just said.
Pat is the pussy monster. Look out, ladies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this show's
pussy.
The show's supposed to be huge. It's going to be really good. I don't know. It's called The Industry of Sleeping, like you said. And that's basically about, you got your industry. You got your mainliners, all your big artists, your bands.
Yes, sir.
And you got the people making money and you got your labels and everybody working the first, you know, two quarters of the year. So that's half the year. And then, I don't know, it's like you got all these people, you know, and then, you know, the third and fourth quarter starts slowing down. Once you get to the fourth quarter of the year, it's like everybody's doing nothing. Everybody's just sleeping. I don't know, the labels, you know, they already got their people, you know, they got their budget gone. They know what they can do for the year. You know, a lot of people are on vacation. It's like everybody's chilling out, you know, figuring out what's going on next year. But you got all of us local people around here.
Absolutely.
Just not Jack's chilling. Sleeping.
We're not sleeping. We're wide awake.
Yeah. Exactly.
My eyes are like, wide open.
Like, Pat, give us a pow.
So
pow!
Oh, yeah. The main
wow,
line.
That was a pow, man.
That didn't wake you up. I don't know what would.
Yeah, I know.
Pow, pow!
Yeah, am I putting you to sleep over here?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
No,
we're talking about the industry.
Oh, yeah, man.
Wake them fuckers up. Pow!
Like, bang.
Exactly.
They don't understand what Mr. T has to do with Cambodian breast milk, but
oh,
let me just
man.
Let everybody know that does have something to do with our show.
It's yeah. Relevant. Fool to think that it don't.
But it's going to be a big show. You know, it's not just for fans. It's not just people come out. You know, bands come out. You know, rappers come out. It's going to be a big mix of things.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people there.
There really is. It's going to be packed. It's going to be, you know, there's going to be some high ups there. Last year, there was this group, Self Mayat, I think they were called. Well, I know they were called. But it was this hip-hop artist. And Universal Records picked him up recently, so I mean,
not bad.
Well, all right.
There were some big shows there. You know, I'm bringing all my merch. You know, there's going to be some people. There's gonna be some sponsors. Jägermeister girls.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're right
fire.
Next to Jägermeister's logo on the flyer, and that's like, you know, that's a small achievement for the show. Right between Legalize and Jägermeister. Shout out to Matt. Made those flyers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All they're sexy.
Thanks, Matt.
They are.
Off topic. Off topic for a quick second.
Okay.
I actually know a chick who named her daughter Jaeger.
Really?
How fucked up do you have to be to do that?
Did you bang her?
God, no. Back on track.
Is she cute?
God, no. Back on track.
All right, sorry. Now I'm thinking about this chick.
Yeah, no.
Daughter named Jaeger. I'm intrigued.
No, it's...
Would Jack make you... How old is Jaeger?
I don't fucking know. She works with me.
Wait, there's a woman your age at Cable Corporation A that that's named
Jaeger. At Brightcast?
At Brightcast, yeah.
No. She named her daughter Jaeger.
Jaeger Bomb.
Oh, okay. So she might be like, oh, man, that's going to be 10 years old named Jaeger.
Exactly.
Why would you do that to your daughter?
Nothing. Back on track.
Yeah, what were you thinking, Pat? Now, see what she did to old...
I want to meet this woman and just ask her why she would do something like that.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's fucked up.
It's hard
like,
enough
usually,
to struggle through elementary school with Olin.
Look, it's like
sakes.
Usually when I see her, she's kind of cool. So it's like, you know, I don't want to cross that line and be like, hey, how you doing? What the
Listen,
fuck is wrong with you?
It's what she did for the significance of trying to quit drinking so much Jaeger.
Maybe.
She's going to be like fiending out for some booze one day and like crank into her daughter's skull.
I would think that would even further her addiction.
Right.
No, see, honestly, I think that it's because it took a lot of Jaeger for her to get knocked up because she's not really... I wouldn't do her. Let's just say that. I wouldn't do her. Well, Joe wouldn't do her. Let's put it like that.
Hey, man, fat chicks
I don't know, man.
Too, man.
Joe does everything.
No, she's not a fat chick. She's just not.
Well, there's hey, man, they make plastic bags.
You know,
that's
Joe
cool.
Joe went out with somebody's wife last night.
Oh, what's the name? Date, address, you know.
No, it's all good. Nothing happened.
That kid.
Sure, nothing. Just like nothing happened with you and one of those trailer hoes that you just adamantly
denied.
Oh,
yeah, for a couple of, 3 months, was
nothing
it?
Nothing happened there either.
4 months. Five months
of course
now.
It didn't,
Why
Joe?
Are you guys trying to just nail the nails in my coffin, man? Just
Because what's
because
funny?
Because you nail everything else. Fuck you, Joe.
I know, Joe. And what's funny is, like, girlfriend A hears it, and she like,
it's
gets
like she
upset.
Turns a blind eye and shit.
Yeah, and she's just like, you're like, no, I don't do those
things. It's actually a funny
like,
sight to watch her eyes just like keel over.
I know. It's
she
like
just,
she's being.
She goes somewhere else. It's kind of funny to watch.
It's like watching like a puppy dog be sodomized. You know what I'm saying? It's horrible. The look on her face, man, her eyes are just like staring at the wall, all sad. Unbelievable, Joe. And
it's
you
like,
get away with it, you greasy
it's like
bastard.
She just fucking
How
reverts back to a childhood memory. Oh, wait, the show's on.
Walking into the laundry room and watching her dad
it's just,
bang
it's
her.
It's just
her,
jealousy, so why don't you stop?
All right.
You wish you could have a bitch lassoed like I do.
It's Joe, it's just...
hate you, Joe.
Yeah.
Right, I hate Joe. Who hates the Fed?
No, I do. Definitely.
It's over here.
It's a third over here.
Hey, Dylan. Dylan, what do you think about end of the Fed on the 22nd of November?
I think you're going to do something really ridiculous.
I believe so, too.
I'm not going to do anything ridiculous.
Well, good.
Peaceful protest.
You know what? I wouldn't put anything past him. He'll probably go to jail.
Peaceful protest. Small Mind Productions is going to be tagging along with the Olin Ezra Show. And we're going to be documenting it with our own unique coverage. So,
oh.
Believe me, we're going to make ridiculous things happen on the coverage. Like remember on episode 8 when we got that Obama supporter to say that he wanted weed to be legalized and then he was like, tried backpedal. Oh, don't hold me accountable for the Barack Obama campaign. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It should be good times. Plenty of dissent. You can find more out about End of the Fed at endofthefed.us.
It's all over the country too, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Every
on this date.
38 Federal Reserve branches. There's going to be 38 protests nationwide.
Yes.
There's a huge rally of support behind it. And we just want our money to be backed by something. I mean, the Federal Reserve caused the self-generating debt that we're stuck in now. And now our economic condition is horrible. So let's try as a people to do something about it. Just not sit around while our money is devalued and like it's going to cost $20 to get a Big Mac and fries because that'll be ridiculous.
I would never pay $20 for a Big Mac and fries.
No,
it's
Joe, you live
the end of the world as we know.
Joe, you live in the dollar menu.
Yeah, that's my new slogan for McDonald's. It's the dollar menu. It's where I live.
You do too, man. I'm surprised you haven't had a heart attack.
It's coming along shortly.
You're just waiting.
Yeah.
Counting the minutes. So Pat, man, did you look anything up that's worth a crap?
Oh man.
Yeah. I definitely did. As far as the news goes this weekend, we're just going to call it the Attack of the Andrews.
The Andrews.
Attack of the Andrews, all right?
Like the Attack of the Clones?
Kind of just
that one sucked.
not as cool and with way more pedophilia.
Pedophile clone raping babies?
What? Huh?
What? Well, anyway, what? I'm sorry, Pat. Go ahead. Wow. How dare I?
Okay, first up, we got a guy named Jason Andrew, and I still don't know how to pronounce his last name. Basically, I'm just going to call this fuck J.A. Jason Andrew is from Edmonton, 34-year-old, a social worker with the Children
social
and Youth.
Social worker. What an honorable exactly. Undertaking. Hey, Dylan, your sister's a social worker, isn't she?
Yeah.
All right, tight. Thanks for that clarification. All right, go ahead, Pat.
Well, Dylan, your sister is an upstanding citizen. This fuckwad, on the other hand, who works with the Children and Youth Services in Athabasca, he was charged in September for possession of child pornography, and then he was charged again last month with making and distributing child pornography.
Oh, he was making it with the foster kids.
With whose children?
Yeah, whose kids are being shepherded into this guy's, child porn thing?
Apparently it was the kids he was working with.
Oh, no.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? With our tax dollars, we do pay for social workers.
What a
noble cause.
Yeah, but this is, he's in Canada. He doesn't.
Oh, this is a Canadian social. Yeah. Well,
Yeah, see, that's the fucked up thing. Look, both of these Andrews, neither one of them are from America.
It's like, people in Canada are kind of weird in the head because they like teams like the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Vancouver Canucks. Yeah, you like that, Corey?
Yeah. Right,
sorry.
The Wings all the way.
Continue, Pat. Detroit Pistons.
Go. All right, basically.
AI, for sure. Sorry.
No, basically, it's cool. Go for
basically,
it.
I can't help it. AI, I love him.
Rasheed Wallace.
All we right, don't Pat, let Pat say anything anymore.
Garbage Rasheed.
We know what team Pat likes.
Go ahead.
Unfortunately.
Richard Hamilton.
Let the man finish.
I'm sorry. you're like, how dare you? All right.
All right. Basically, he's been...
Back to social workers diddling the kids.
Basically, he's been charged with making, distributing... voyeurism and distributing voyeuristic materials through teenage boys and girls he was, working with.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable indeed.
Was he paying these kids in turn?
It's funny you should ask. Because apparently documents show that he may have hired a guy in Cape Breton to actually have sex with the young girls that he works with for him.
I don't understand. So he would just like take the porn he made. That'd be like, oh God, I wish I could bang that one.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, Pat, I have one question for you.
Go for it.
Why do all of your articles involve molestation?
Every article. Not every article.
Every article.
Not every article. Just most of them.
You know, I'm with Dylan on this one.
Yeah, you know, Dylan does bring up, I'd say at least 95% of your articles contain molestation.
No, they don't. Last week it was the kids having fun with the kids and adults coming down on them too hard for it.
Yeah, but it was about
Kids molesting kids.
They weren't molesting. They was just taking pictures of their little, they were, as you would put it,
child porn.
Vaginal areas.
It was child porn.
What is a vaginal area, Patrick?
It's a thigh. I figured it out. A vaginal area
vaginal
is a thigh.
Area.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not a vagina. It's the vaginal area. So it's like the thigh and the taint, you know? It's like half an ass cheek.
Just right. Lube it up with some petroleum jelly and stick a fucking piece of rebar with a rusty muffler up there, and it's tight.
All right.
See? Right. And fuck you, Dylan. Long hair Jesus fuck.
How dare you, Dylan? How dare you ruin our chemistry like that?
Exactly.
What would you guys do without Dylan?
Oh, God.
We'd all be lost.
We would be like sitting in the alley somewhere drinking beer going, yep.
Dylan gives us meaning and hope for the future. You can check him out at tapwaterproductions.com. Upstanding man. Extremely. Terrific.
Yep.
All epic. Right. Back to the molestations.
But, yeah, basically the guy... He couldn't do the girls himself, so he just went ahead and hired someone else to do it for him.
I don't understand that. I mean, like, isn't that the point of, like, I see, like, he's, like, defeating the point. Why doesn't he just go on the internet to get the child porn? Why does he have to make it himself and abuse these kids even more?
He's got the access. You know, that's how all the fuckers...
Because people are fucked up.
Exactly. Oh, man. Exactly.
Good God.
And I have to say, Curtis couldn't have said it any better.
Right?
Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, hey, if it wasn't for people being fucked up, we wouldn't have
a
show.
We wouldn't be here.
Yeah. So.
Exactly. But listen, that's just what he did.
I implore you sick bastards to keep doing what you're doing, except I don't support any of it.
Right, we don't support this shit at all. That's why we're throwing it out there to let people know how fucked up people are.
Just give us more of your retarded escapades. So that
we don't even have to ask
you.
Them. They will be more than happy to oblige.
I'm sure. Right now, somebody is in their kitchen banging their cousin with a rolling pin.
That's what makes the world go around.
And making hate rape videos about it.
You know what?
I'm sure that'll be on our show next week.
Speaking of incest, just completely away from this topic, I did see another article.
Oh, come on.
I didn't even want to bring it up because this one
friggin'
is just
Christ, man.
This one is just fucked up. But over in Australia, a guy was actually charged. Not exactly sure what the charges were, but he was arrested because he had sex with his mother.
That's just, come on, man.
Come on, dude. That's some Jerry Springer shit.
That's not even
exactly
right, man.
Dylan, would you have sex with your mother?
How dare you? How dare you ask me these ridiculous questions?
Dylan, don't feel bad. I'd have sex with your mother.
Oh, no.
You've
no,
never
I'm
even
just kidding.
Met my mother.
I'm just fucking with you. I'm sorry. Don't mute me.
Not Aunt June.
Don't mute me. Man. I'm sorry. But no, yeah, seriously, this guy was arrested in Australia this week. Basically, his mother was wheelchair bound. He wasn't from the area, but he moved there like to take care of her or whatever. And he was crying and bitching and moaning and saying, you know, why don't girls here like me? Blah 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 blah. And then he whipped out a condom and went at it on his mother. And they did it like twice one night. And the mother told her doctor the next day. The doctor reported it. Blah blah blah. And it's fucked up because it's like during the trial and shit, the mother is appearing like all sad and defeated, and she felt so dirty and used and abused. But yet they did it twice that one night.
Oh my God!
The catch is she's pregnant.
Wasn't in the article, but that would be so fucking funny if it's true.
You know, I don't even consider. I don't even think Joe would do something like that.
Cousins, God, no.
Maybe.
Right. Right. No.
There was that one cousin incident, Joe. You watched.
Literally, he said it was his second cousin.
It was still
his first one was funner.
Yeah, that's what he did tell us behind the scenes.
Right.
So
don't mind the men behind the curtain.
Shut up, Joe. You're no one important.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Back to the article. Now that's what he did to the. That's
you're all right, Joe. You're
this
all right.
Is what he did to the girls. You know, he paid someone else to fuck the girls while he videotaped it. As far as the guys go, he basically just wanted the guys to videotape themselves having sex with their girlfriends. And
hey, Red, would you ever,
Yes.
Wow.
I kid. Maybe. I can't tell you that.
He's got a collection.
Dude, I got the safe,
You know, there's an amount for everything, you know what I mean? There's always a price on something.
Yeah, but see, look, that's the thing. He didn't even, pay the kids.
He just paid this greasy old man to bang them.
Right. He paid somebody else to do the chicks, but as far as, his younger, guy cases went, he just went ahead and told them, hey, guys, you can make money in the porn industry. Yeah, I'm going to send your tapes to, as the article says, quote unquote, people in Phoenix. As if Phoenix is the big porn mecca that really is in California.
That's where he sent the shit to people in Phoenix?
That's what he told them. But when they raided his house, they found pretty much all the tapes at his house.
Oh, wow.
It'd be awesome if he was just sending it to random addresses, people in Phoenix.
People in Phoenix. People of Phoenix. Look at these tapes.
John Smith at 123 Elm Street, Phoenix, man. Arizona.
Unbelievable. People, I don't understand, man. Something just has to, wow. You just wonder what happens to these people to make them do what they do to these other people.
No, you don't even got to wonder. They're fucked up.
Oh, man. That's bad.
It's all about the childhood.
Oh, dude.
Have you seen my childhood?
Hey, Jesus, what do you do to the kids?
I don't know who this Jesus you speak of is.
Yeah, I have pictures that would state otherwise, buddy.
Oh, just be honest and say you get the switch off the tree and beat them with it.
Admit it, you long-haired hippie fuck.
Anyway, Sincerely Red is here in the studio with us, and we're going to get into one of his songs, and the song is called Last Breath.
For so long it's been awake from a perfect stranger. And in case you don't change, I'm picking one out for me now. And the door will shake. Returning from ashes, and you change.
That's fucking tight.
Man. I like that, man. That was good.
That's
shit.
Good, man.
So for the club press, I was like,
ah. All right, check it out. Let's cut the bullshit. Let's get straight. Let's get down to the facts right now.
What's up, brother?
Red, so let's be straight. Cut, you know, don't bullshit us right now.
Okay.
How much Vag have you gotten off that song?
Got a couple.
I don't know
tacos.
If it was that song, you know, but
come on, dude. Admit
if I had
it.
If I had to break it down,
don't bullshit with us
until one song. Oh, I don't know. I can't count.
See, a
couple
see?
Fish tacos.
Exactly. I'm learning to play the fucking guitar.
Go. Yeah, dude, that's righteous, man. Right on. Good stuff.
Thanks, dude.
I've got no problem promoting your stuff. And he's going to be at the show coming up at the Industry is Sleeping. So
for sure.
This is going to be definitely worth checking out. There's going to be a lot of people there. It's going to be a show. There's going to be people from the music
you'll
industry
meet,
there.
You'll meet people if you come. You know, it's not like you're going just to a show to check
it's gonna
stuff out.
It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be good
it's
music.
It's going to be like a party. Basically.
Good music, good that's drinks. Right. And really, you know, good people to meet.
Hey, hot women. Music like that, whoa, pretty
wait,
hot
the
chicks.
Biggest,
exactly.
The biggest question is hot women.
Exactly. I mean, women. Did you just hear that yes. song? Of course, it's gonna be some
yeah,
hot ones.
Yeah, of course.
There.
Yes. I'm sure that this man right here has to beat them off with you know.
Right, I'm about to go check out his
dude,
MySpace. Soon as we get out of
dude,
here,
dude, Borat is gonna be there. Okay.
Oh so. My goodness.
Oh my god. Oh my god. All right.
Is he gonna have his Pam Anderson blow up doll?
Yes.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Hey, Matt, the CEO
of a 7-year-old.
No Exit Entertainment is up there. Hey, Matt, man, you got anything to say about the Industry is Sleeping real quick?
It's going to be a great show. A lot of people there. We got a lot of sponsors for it. You know, we got Jägermeister Girls. We got Miller Lite.
Woo! Yeah.
We got Sonic Bids, Reverb Nation, you know, Purple Hash Productions.
We got the Olin Ezra Show.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about them, though. I don't know. I haven't heard too much of
yeah,
that
no, those
yet.
Guys suck.
I know. Those bastards, man. They're so greasy.
So we also have Behind the Shine in Atlanta, which is a TV show. They're going to be promoting it, which I have to actually update the flyer for that. So we actually also got bsconnection.com.
I was on that show.
bsconnection.com. It doesn't stand for bullshit. It's Black Swamp or Back Swamp. But you just put in bsconnection.com. That's another sponsor. Red was also the feature artist of the month for that in November.
All right, congrats on that, man. Hey.
And awesome. His MySpace, just to correct everybody, it's myspace.com/CoquinosCurtis.
Oh, I'm
so
sorry.
So I really didn't got time to spell that. I don't want to kill your show, but you can Google him. Just put in Sincerely Red. He's like the first 10 searches on Google.
Cool. He'll be cross-linked on our website.
He's Google huge.
Too, so.
Cool, because Coquinas, I can't.
Google hot.
You know what's weird? I was looking back on my hits for Google, okay. And one interesting hit came up. A couple people have been searching for something called Mr. Greasy, and apparently our show pops up when you type in Mr. Greasy.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Why?
Is that a reference to me or what? I mean.
I don't get that one.
We're all greasy. It's all right. Even Dylan over there, even though he won't admit it.
No comment.
Joe's the greasiest.
Joe is the inherent greasy, you know. I'm sorry. Joe, you
based
just
in vegetable oil.
You guys are fucking awesome, though. Love it.
We give it our
thank
best.
You, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate
I don't. I give it like half, 75% on a good day.
Let's just all bend over and kiss each other's asses for 10 more minutes. Why not, right?
Pucker up.
But hey, you got your acoustic guitar here, man, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so, yeah, man, feel free, man, if you like.
Free bird!
Just do it. Hey, you
beat me to it.
Let's do it.
I was going to do it, you beat me to it, you bastard.
Garbage. Free bird!
Free bird! Sweet old Alabama.
Woo! What does that mean?
Man, I feel you, dude.
Bye,
I feel you.
Such garbage,
love.
Dude. I fucking hate that shit.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I mean, it's a good song, but every fucking.
Every place you go, someone requests it.
Every bald-headed motorcycle dude with a fucking handlebar mustache in the bar is like, Freebird! And I'm like, dude, come on.
Oh, man.
Please, dude. Don't do this to me
right
now.
Grace my strings with that garbage.
Exactly.
You
on.
Should, like, just blow their mind and play some, like, acoustic Descendants or something. They'll be like, what the hell just happened?
Start seeing, like, psychedelic colors and shit.
I don't know, man. They'll probably start a sprawl and, like, you know, start dismantling pool tables and using the pool table as a weapon instead of the traditional pool cue.
They're, like, dual-wielding their own motorcycles. Just walking through, whipping it at people.
Freebird! God damn it!
I came here to hear Freebird, and I'm going to hear Freebird.
Oh, man. That would suck, dude, if you got beat at a show for not playing Freebird, man. I hope that doesn't happen to you, man.
Dude, shit like that happens all the time, though.
Oh, dude, what a bummer. Hey, you had a show, what was it, a couple days ago?
Yes, a couple days ago.
Yeah. Tell us how that was.
How'd that go, man?
It was pretty sweet. It was at the new hookah place in the Fountain Walk. It's called Number 6. The Fountain Walk in Novi or whatever, right across the mall. But it was pretty sweet.
Can you use those hookahs for medicinal marijuana, or can it only be tobacco?
There's one at the house, but the ones at the place you can't really... use for marijuana.
Not yet.
Not
use
there.
Use for medicinal purposes, but you guys come over. I mean,
right?
No, I kid. No, but you really can't because I want to take pictures like that article. No, I can't.
Oh, no.
I kid again. A lot of uncomfortable looks after
that. Yeah, I'm going. Man.
We figured Pat would be down.
Pat, that's all you talk about are poor kids getting diddled. Or kids diddling kids.
No, you know why? Because it really
pisses
me off.
Because nobody ever diddled you, and you're upset.
No, you know, I'm mad. I'm mad my fucking science teacher from high school never fucked me. Fuck you, Mrs. Cash. Fuck you.
Well, hey, I let's not talk about Mrs. Grove or Mrs. Wood from Wiley Grove. Her name was Mrs. Woods.
For a reason.
And she had like this sultry, smoky voice.
Should have asked her if you could trim her bush.
Oh my God. Dude, I don't think she had a bush. She was gorgeous.
Her name was Mrs. Trees. Or Woods, whatever.
Mrs. Woods.
She had some bush.
It's tight, man. It's tight, dude. I would have gone and explored her forest anytime.
Frosted it.
See?
It's the winter time. Oh.
Yes. So as far as the teachers go, fuck you. Fuck you, Miss Cash.
I would have shaked her with my spear for sure, man.
But no, seriously.
Miss Woods.
But it's nothing more fucked up than like a grown man that does nothing but like fucks around with little kids. There's nothing more fucked up than that to me.
Oh man, no, that is fucked up.
I had a girlfriend who went through a experience with a neighbor.
Ooh.
He was like 50.
Oh yeah.
How old was she?
She was like 8.
Oh, dude, that's rotten, right, man. That poor girl, dude.
I know.
Hey, what's the neighbor doing right now?
It could have been made up, but
probably a 10-year-old. Fuck that guy.
He's on the sex offenders. I think he's just hanging out in his wheelchair looking at.
See, that's somebody that deserves to be there. But like when I get, you know, stopped by the cop on the side of the highway for pissing.
Taking a leak?
Yeah. Right.
Draining the dragon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Pat. That's
well,
right.
Fuck that 50-year-old.
Yeah, for real.
Sure.
We should take that acoustic guitar over there, you know, and
hold on,
and
whoa, that looks like an expensive one. Let me just get mine from Walmart. That shit was like 30 bucks.
Man.
That seatbelt for the shoulder harness is very righteous. I love it.
Thanks, guys.
It's good.
It keeps me safe when I'm getting out of control up on stage.
There you go. Man. You know, you could just like calm down, relax. Unbuckle, exit the stage.
Dude, if I get a bad like response from the crowd after my first song, I'm always like, dude, quit fucking mosh pitting and shit.
Dude,
you guys need to calm down.
I would take it to the lengths. I'd like walk the streets, and if I ever seen a cop like walking, I'd be like, got my seatbelt on just to be a dick.
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, they deserve it. I mean, come on, seatbelts.
Really, I know.
Really.
Freedom. Just, freedom. One more freedom. Take it away.
Oh yeah, there we go. Now you owe us more money. On top of the money
dollars
we already owe you.
Right.
Thank you.
Inflation is the hidden illegal tax
upon
the people of the United States. It's ridiculous.
End of the Fed.us. So I was reading on your website, Red, that you have like a new album or something like that coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be called Nothing Left. It's dropping in February of 2009. It should be pretty sweet. It's going to be pretty cool. Pretty excited about it.
Right on. It's gonna
I'm late with the recordings. You know, I gotta finish up. You know, I only got like one track left to do, and then there's a whole bunch of mixing and editing and stuff, you know, that comes along. But I'm gonna start promoing it really soon. Well, I mean, I'm already promoting it, but I'm gonna start, you know, getting ready for the record release party and all that shit.
Guy's gonna have posters and all that good stuff.
Hell yeah.
Come get drunk at the record release party.
For sure.
It'll be good times.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Dylan, what do you think about me getting drunk at shows?
Fuck.
I think you take it about 4 or 5 steps too far.
Yep.
Isn't that what I'm supposed to do, though?
No.
I figured out recently I'm not supposed to do that when I'm the one playing the show.
Yeah,
supposed
dude.
To just chill.
You've gotten righteously fucked
Go
up at shows,
with
too.
The flow.
Yeah. I mean, I've been there for sure, but...
Oh, man. I mean, there's been shows. I got backed over by a van this one time because I started a fight with somebody because I locked my keys of my car, and then I think I was in, like, the rafters trying to do the show from
right,
the rafters.
Right, there
too.
You go.
Yeah, Olin has different stages of drinking. The first stage is he's kind of ticked off because he's not buzzed yet, and then he gets drunk, and then he's super happy, and then towards the end...
And that all
something
happens?
Something just... Happened. One
that,
little
that
thing
all
will
happens
happen.
Within 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
Yeah.
and then something happens and he's outraged. He is furious.
Oh my God.
And
it's like,
he will
fuck that.
Break
he dropped
windows.
His pen and now it's all on the
things
floor and
will,
it's ink.
Things will not be the same. There will be a tornado of Olin's
like,
anger coming at you.
Fuck this ice. Who told this ice to melt in my drink? Fuck
oh
this.
God.
Fuck this ice. Fuck this ice. Fuck the waitress that gave it to me. She's a dirty bitch for giving me ice knowing it was going to fucking melt.
Wow, that's a pretty good Olin you've been working out, man.
And that's fucked up because it's true.
Yeah, it is. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm an asshole. I don't know what you guys want from me. I'm sorry.
Well, fuck that fucking cunt then.
For sure.
No, I tried, but she told me no because I was too big of a dick.
That happens a lot.
That happens like weekly, damn near.
And I wish I could just be like Red with, you know, my soothing acoustic melody, you know.
You know, you'd figure he's like, you know, you'd figure he'd just learn to see how I do it and just follow along with that, but no. Olin's got to bring it the way he does and get turned down and then bitch at me while we're home like, man, I don't get laid.
Fuck you, Joe. I don't bring up your personal life into the show.
We were talking about her earlier.
I thought I might take a jab real quick.
How dare you?
Bartenders are cool.
Oh, man. Sure. Like, if I ever have a female bartender, I always want a banger.
You know what? They do that shit on purpose. They don't.
Nothing hotter than a bitch dressed slutty bringing me a drink.
Right. Exactly. They don't have any ugly ones. Well, they.
Yes, they do.
They
have ugly waitresses, but not ugly female bartenders.
I've seen ugly female. I mean, she was huge.
Man, you go to, like, yeah. some. Bar out in the, you know, the boot skirts, you'll see some ugly women.
Yeah, probably.
Or a big fat guy bringing you your drinks. And that's no fun.
Poor Pat. So, hey, like that last track that we heard, Last Breath, did you played all the instrumentals and melodies on that?
Yes. I've been playing, like, every instrument in the world because
man.
I'm super... Instrument.
Triple
fucking awesome.
you're
fucking
like
awesome.
That's like Dylan can play like a little bit of this and a little bit of that too.
He's like Prince, right. Only younger and less weird.
Yeah, I
and
wish.
And not the guy at that bar.
Oh, God. What did we see?
Look, let's leave that right. behind.
That my bad.
Focus on Red. Fucked up memory.
I was going to say, I wish, you know, that I didn't. Well, not that I didn't play everything, but it's hard to like focus more on one thing to get really good at just one thing. When you're playing, you know, a bunch of different things. I don't know.
Basically, Jack of
like,
all trades, master
so,
of none.
Not even that. It's just like, it almost made me just quit playing for a while. I just like fucking
You got
hated,
burnt out.
I hated music, dude. I was like, fuck this shit. But no, you know, I play piano, drums, and guitar. Those are the main instruments. But it's pretty efficient when you're trying to create an album by yourself.
Well, yeah.
You don't have to work with those other assholes
right.
that hold
right.
you down. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, no, I don't like the way this goes here. Like, we're going to do this.
What,
fuck you, Tommy. I'll do it myself.
Right, dude. It's so hard to find a band these days that's fucking serious. So
wow.
Let's figure do it on my own. You know?
Yeah, sure. that's true, man. It's like either I was in this punk band this one time and like they had nothing.
Yeah,
they
thank
had
you.
Nothing. They didn't want to leave the basement. I'm like, let's play some shows, guys. And they're like, oh, God.
Yeah,
does that mean we're going to have to be on stage? I'm like, yeah, dude, stage is the place to be. It's
hell
fucking
yeah,
awesome,
dude.
Dude.
Come on, dude. It's adrenaline.
And he's like, yeah, right. It's like a high, man. And we're like, high. Let's cover Smoke. A Buddy Holly song, punk rock style.
Right.
That has to be one of the gayest things I've ever heard.
No, yeah. That's why I'm no longer with that band.
Good.
Yeah, that track, along with the rest of the album's going to be recorded. Well, is recorded and is going to be finished up being recorded at No Exit Studios.
No Exit Studios.
Very nice.
The management company.
Shout out to No Exit Entertainment.
Right.
Who is risking their reputation enough allowing us to host anything.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I'm, and whom I am very grateful.
Pow!
No, Matt's a good guy. Dylan and myself have done shows with him in the past, along with Ajax, who's also going to be at The Ajax. Industry is Sleeping.
It's a good dude.
Good times. Dylan, what do you think about some of the old shows, man?
Classic.
Classic.
Classic. Wow. Yeah.
Never again the same.
No. Oh, bad, dude. There were some next mornings that were bad. Remember that time I drove home from the Blind Pig, like...
Oh, my God.
Completely menaced. I think Jessica was with us.
Wasn't it snowing, too?
Oh, yeah.
Like, horrendously?
Yeah, you guys were, like, you know, trying to not let me drive, but I knew what I was doing.
Well, I drove home after the Hot Rock show.
Well, I had no choice, dude. I was, like, disfigured after that show.
Well, yeah, you were really messed up.
You
almost got a tire on your ass.
Oh, man, dude, that would have hurt, man. I don't remember. I just remember getting backed into it.
Quit calling me.
Jay! Hey, no, give me Jay right now, that son of a bitch. What's he want to do, come over and just smoke a quarter that he pulled out of his ass somewhere?
Yeah, exactly. That's what he wants to do.
Oh, I'll tell you. Tell him to shut up and relax, and we'll be home later.
Here, you'll have your chance to say this right now.
Good. Dylan, I hope you're still recording this.
What? Are you on the phone now?
Jay!
Yeah?
What the fuck are you doing?
With what?
You're calling up and ruining my show. And Joe, why is your cell phone on anyway?
It's not on. It's on vibrate. I just seen it, and we were in a cut scene anyway.
Jay!
He said 4 or 5, man. I don't know. I'm just calling.
Damn, what time is it?
Jay, you're ruining everything.
I kind of find that hard to believe. A 30-second call from me would ruin your show.
Oh, the whole show is ruined, Jay.
It's ruined.
Yeah, how dare you? Hang up on me.
See? Told you. In 30 seconds, that happened.
Yeah, you're smoking all your weed with us later tonight. Thank you.
Come on, man. Hurry up.
All right, hang up on him. Get him out of here. Goodbye, Jay.
See? In 30 fucking seconds, he went to... What are you doing? You're ruining everything. Oh my God, a single two.
All right, I apologize, Red. Go right ahead, buddy.
So good.
Right, yeah, sorry for Jay ruining that, Red. Go ahead. How dare that greasy bastard.
Right.
Just go on, man. Take some riffs, buddy.
All right, this is Serenade.
He will serenade you.
Anybody can jump in on harmonies. If
oh, yeah?
Ooh.
Is that all right?
Yeah. What you got, Big Baby Pete? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
It's P. Kelly, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck you all.
Righteous man.
Roll the paper cigarettes in my lungs. In my lungs is where they'll stay. Along with all those empty words you said to me. What have we?
Dylan's rocking out on the beatbox.
No, I don't have much to say.
No, not much. Say.
Part of me just hopes the world will end today. What have we become? What have we become? And the blue skies fall. And the dark clouds fall.
Get your lighters out.
Sweetness of this serenade is meant to rain out of your parade. What have we become? Happy faces, happy lives that I despise. I'm so behind. Part of me just knows that I'll be fine. What have we become? What have we become?
Wow, check Dylan out over there.
It's hot. Jimmy eats the world on a plate of radio. And I just want to be free. And I just want to be free. What have we become?
What have we become?
I don't know, man.
The blue skies fall. The dark clouds pour. The sweetness of this serenade is meant to rain out of your parade. What have we become? What have we become? What have we become? What have we become?
What if we become you made me so incomplete. You broke my only dream. No, no, no. No, 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 no. In the blue skies fall, in the dark clouds pour. The sweetness of this serenade is meant to rain out your parade. What have we become?
That's it.
Yeah, yeah,
that was awesome. Hell yeah.
Awesome, man. You had Dylan jumping on the beatbox. Hell, it was quite Dylan. Moving.
Thanks, brother.
No problem.
Very nice. You got another one?
I might.
You might? Uh-oh.
At the end of the show on that. You're only going to get that on the Olin Ezra show.
Yeah, we got to have him play an outro.
No, he's playing an outro.
All right.
I mean, he's not allowed to leave, you know. And feel free, man, anytime, you know, you just want to put some guitar music over our BS, man.
For sure.
Go right ahead, you know.
For sure.
Anytime you want, you can just rock out with Freebird, like whenever.
Whenever you feel comfortable playing Freebird, please let us know. Yeah, I got these bikers down the hall. They're like, hey, bro, I hear you have an acoustical artist in the studios today. And I was like, yeah, we might. He's like, oh, dude, will he play Freebird? I was like, maybe. I'll ask him. I'll come let you know.
That's rough.
It's not looking good.
Yeah, he's got a couple spider webs tattooed on his skull.
Oh, man.
All right, I'm sorry. Shout out to bikers. You guys are awesome.
Bikers are the shit.
We only say that because we don't want them to pummel us.
No, no. Right, what do you think about being pummeled by a biker, Pat? I mean,
fuck bikers.
I don't know if I'd go that far. You know, shout out to the Jokers.
Yeah. The Jokers are good guys, I promise.
Yeah, I hope
go
so.
There. They'll give you some free food.
They will. They've got some chicken.
Oh,
man.
They got some righteous, some delicious chicken.
The fuck you mean
chicken?
They got some delicious chicken? Fuck both of you, motherfucker.
Oh, man. Pat, you don't even have an idea.
Oh, my. It has nothing to do with race, Pat.
Yeah, man. We're all just people.
Chicken is delicious no matter what color you are. It doesn't matter. Chicken should be a unifier.
Fuck you, Owen.
Dylan, what do you think about the unifying principles of chicken?
I love chicken.
Oh, man. Chicken. You like chicken, Red?
Especially fried chicken.
I like marinated chicken.
See, marinated chicken, fried chicken, Pat. It's all about the chicken.
Spicy chicken sandwich.
Oh,
Dylan will like
it. You know what? Fuck y'all. I'm going to Popeye's now.
Spicy chicken from Wendy's with cheese.
Do you see how chicken is a unifier?
Fuck y'all. I'm going to Popeye's on my way home.
There we go.
I need this shit.
We're all going to eat some chicken.
What about Long John Silver's?
You know,
Hush Puppies?
I don't know, man. I don't know, man. I think I'm gonna go to Del Taco and pick up one of them fish tacos.
Pick up some vagina.
Yeah.
Fishy taco with the pink sauce.
I'll probably bring home the fucking chick working the drive-thru anyway.
That'd be a tight saw. It's like, you got that fishy taco with that pink sauce. Nice. Fishy taco with the pink sauce. I can't get enough big baby pee. Two girls and one cup.
Fishy taco.
Fishy taco.
Fishy taco.
Fishy taco.
Fishy taco.
Fishy, fishy,
so fishy.
With a pink
pink on the inside.
So pink and fishy taco. Del fishy taco.
Gil free.
This song sucks. This song sucks. Because I got a fever. The only subscription.
Uh-oh.
It's more cowbell.
More cowbell. That has nothing to do with fish tacos, Pat.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm allergic to seafood, though, so I had to get in somehow.
Ooh, so you could never actually eat a fish taco?
No.
Oh, man, so that's the problem.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
It's a horrible allergy. I feel way bad for you.
Do you have to, like, use Febreze beforehand, or you just can't even go near it?
What?
All right, we're on two different levels, Pat. I'm sorry.
I huffed air freshener when I was 15.
I did, too. Computer Duster, dude. That was like that.
Duster, man.
I didn't go that far. I just
I'm freaking out.
I just used the whipped cream in the fridge.
you get off the duster and you're all like, whoa. Like it changes your voice a crap. It's
for like 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's weird. How would you know, huh?
Because I did it with a Cool Whip container. Yeah. Not a whipped cream.
You did it with a Cool Whip?
How dare cool you,
whip?
Joe?
You did it with a Cool Whip?
Why are you putting so much emphasis on the H?
What are you talking about? I'm just saying
Cool Whip. Oh, pie tastes better with Cool Whip. You're eating hair.
Wow. You're crazy.
Crazy?
You guys are crazy.
Crazy.
What's crazy is this guy's reaction to the no constitutions. We talked about this last week.
This guy.
And we found this delectable YouTube video.
Is he asshat of the week material?
This is the asshat. Hey, can you give us a little acoustic for the asshat of the week? Oh, this is the Olin Ezra Show asshat of the week.
Now, this is a video in response to the Constitution Free Zone.
Which unconstitutional.
100-mile span around all of our borders, points of entry.
Well, we didn't know that.
The Border Patrol can set up checkpoints in. Apparently, the ACLU is trying to use scare tactics again to freak Americans out.
Al-Qaeda.
Saying that these Border Patrol checkpoints
Evil.
Are unconstitutional.
Are you scared?
These checkpoints are here for our safety.
No.
Oh, really?
These checkpoints are nothing more than immigration checkpoints.
No.
The way these checkpoints work is you pull up to them, they ask you to state your citizenship. You say you're a U.S. citizen, and they say have a good day, and you pull through.
Bullshit.
Now, a lot of these checkpoints do use drug sniffing dogs and dogs that can smell illegal immigrants.
Dylan, turn this guy off. Enough. That's enough. Turn him off. Get rid of this guy.
You know what's funny, man? I want to know, like, how do you train a dog to smell illegal aliens? Like, you have to have illegal aliens in your possession to train them.
They do
like,
have a stench. Like, I think. No, like, I kid.
But, you know, they get coke sniffing dogs, you know, they get them addicted to coke. I mean, what do they do? Like, feed illegal aliens to these dogs? That way they can, like, feast on the morsels. That's why they can
I want to say, if you tell these people, oh, I'm a United States citizen, they don't just say, go on with your day.
No.
There's a second part that he fails to mention. It's all pull over because we have reasonable suspicion to sniff our fucking big noses inside your life. If you're a terrorist.
What do you guys got going on in here?
Look, not to mention the birth certificate, the driver's license, the state ID, the four different other forms of ID, proof you got to fucking do.
Social.
Yeah, Social Security
green card,
all this shit.
What do you mean you don't have your Social Security card?
What do you mean you don't have a picture of you shaking hands with the president? You're an American.
It says on the Social Security card to keep this in a safe place and don't lose it.
What do you mean you don't have a bald eagle tattooed on your bicep? That's unpatriotic of you.
What do you mean you don't have Uncle Sam's middle finger shoved heftily up your ass?
Exactly.
I pull over here so we can search you.
Did you hear me? I was like...
Oh, dude, I loved it. I'm not going to lie, dude. That's that guy's theme song.
Exactly.
Smelling illegal aliens. Oh, my God. Pat, I mean, I don't know.
Dogs that smell.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to say. What do you think?
This guy is obviously a moron.
Sniff illegal aliens?
Like, how can you be all for taking our civil liberties away?
I can't seem to grasp that.
You know what kills me is that this guy is 2 weeks ago. This was the same guy that was like, I die for this country. I love this country. Blah, 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 blah. It's the land of the free. All my liberties, all my rights. And then when you find out that you don't have no fucking liberties and you don't have no fucking rights, we don't have any liberties and we don't have any rights for a reason, because this country wants to keep us safe.
You know what? I want to see
this country loves us.
I want to see this guy's reaction when he gets a fucking seatbelt ticket.
Yeah, right. You know, kiss my ass, man. How dare they?
You should have a guitar with a seatbelt strap on.
There you go.
I'm wearing my seatbelt.
I'm buckled. Come on, man.
Talk about look. Click.
Unbelievable.
Bam.
Yeah, that guy, I don't even know that guy's name. He was outraged.
Douchebag.
Yeah. He did not approve of some of our YouTube videos.
Douchebag McPoopy Pants.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's just battle with him on YouTube and make him look like a fucking redundant fool.
Well, he said that apparently the children are being picked up all the time by illegal aliens and taken back to Mexico. I don't know.
Yeah, that's why we still have like 20 million illegal, you know, immigrants
I think that they would want to be here rather than in Mexico, taking kids away, unless they're selling them into something weird.
You know, I read something. Like it was like a couple years back. A couple years back, I read something about like someone high up into a government official. Like he was somewhat high up in there. He was actually smuggling himself like 12 to 15 illegal aliens from Mexico into California like a day.
Unbelievable.
And he was doing it for like 3 years, and he'd get paid like $900 a pop to bring him up here.
Now this just happened. This reminds me of a news story that just happened on the 12th of November. There was a sobriety checkpoint. I mean, talking about checkpoints, what the hell is this? Why do we always have to go through checkpoints? What's up with checkpoints?
I've never gone through one, and they are going to rue the day they find me in one
Checkpoints. What sobriety checkpoints? I mean, I understand the principle. They don't want people to drive drunk, but people are dumb and they're going to drive drunk anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, anyway, somebody handed over his license, like his state ID and crap, to the cops. Just hammered. Yeah, right.
Is this the right one?
Right. And then
do I look high in that picture?
After the cops like fucking took his shit, dude, he's like, oh man, the cops, and he sped off.
Who the hell did he think was Carter grabbing his information?
He just gives random people his ID.
I don't know. Portsmouth, New Hampshire, man. That's where this man was driving around.
This is who I am. Oh fuck.
Oh shit, it's the cops.
Oh no. That's it.
What an idiot.
It's like, dude, you should run. The cops are here.
Like, oh, man. Who does that?
He's telling the cops to take off running and shit. Dude, run. The cops are right over there.
Now that guy has a whole crap load of problems.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's...
Now, let me ask you. Was this in the Constitution free zone?
Yes, it was. Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Very nice.
That is in the
very
Constitution
nice.
Free
yeah.
zone. So there's an actual
just set up
example.
A checkpoint randomly anywhere we want. We just can, yeah.
The information in this article was from the Associated Press. If you want to look it up yourself, feel free.
Yep.
The AP. Garbage. It's just awesome, man, when you connect the dots. You're like, oh, my God. So, Pat, you got any more... articles.
Oh yeah.
Do they contain rape and molestation?
Of course.
Unfortunately, it's the Andrew file part two.
Oh man.
Hold on.
Before you even get in, let me guess what this Andrew did. He molested somebody.
Yep.
Wow.
Not just somebody, but somebody's over a 13-year span. Right.
Wow.
Took him 13 years to find this guy.
Yeah.
Well, no, it took longer than that because apparently it stopped in 1998. So it took about 23 years total to find this guy.
Oh, goodness.
Like I said, Attack of the Andrews. This gentleman named Howard Andrews.
Never trust a man named Howard.
Howard? I think
he's out to fuck your day up.
The only thing I remember named Howard was Howard the Duck, and that movie was...
That movie sucked.
Oh, man, Howard the Duck.
Comic book was pretty cool. Though.
Howard Stern, there you go.
Howard Stern.
Yeah. Who was Howard Stern?
I wouldn't trust him.
Howard Stern, I don't know.
Yeah, wait a minute.
He obviously must be under us.
Yes.
Listen, Howard Andrews, 45, from Twynham, West Sussex.
That's why he was raping
again,
people.
Again, nowhere in America. Right, nowhere in America. Well, it happens in America, but not these two fucking douche Andrew bags.
Wow, it really chapped this guy's ass, literally.
Right. But apparently this guy has pleaded not guilty to 18 serious sexual offenses.
I didn't diddle those 18 kids. I was set up.
Exactly. 18 times.
Unbelievable.
Like I said, this shit basically happened allegedly between 1985 and 1998 in Sussex, Devon, Cornwall, Dorset, Surrey, and Switzerland.
What?
So this dude is like an international diddler.
Oh, the international.
It's like the 007 of rape.
Exactly. But see, this is the fucked up part.
Pat,
I want to see this man's frequent flyer miles.
Oh,
see,
my
this
God.
Is the fucked up part. Out of 13 years, all of this shit only involved like 8 people, 5 girls and 3 boys. 5 girls and 3 boys over 13 years.
At least he mixed it up.
No, I think it's fucked up because I like
the relationship.
Right, you know? But apparently a lot of this shit happened when the girls and boys were a part of the quote-unquote Adventurers Club that was run by Andrews.
That's so bad. That's so bad.
Hey, kids, want to go on an adventure?
Want to
sure.
go to Adventure Island?
Exactly.
Wow.
They play doctor there.
Apparently, on a couple of trips,
check
things
it out.
Happen.
It's Howard Andrews Adventure Rod.
Right.
It's fucked up. It's
only $29.95 per kid. Unbelievable.
Yeah, look, one alleged victim is a 23-year-old woman who went ahead and, you know, remained nameless. She
What's
says
her
that,
name? I want to. She might be easy.
No, it's not in here.
Oh.
But between the ages of 9 and 13, she took part in his little adventurers club. And she said that, quote.
Did he go spelunking?
She said, quote, he was like a father to me. That's, for him to be like a father to her and do what he did to her, that's.
So she's
up.
Coming forward and like, oh my God, he molested me. And oh, she's like, but he was such a good father.
Oh, daddy man. Daddy man.
Exactly.
When I was a bad
Spank
girl.
My ass, daddy.
When I was a bad girl, he stuck it in my booty. And when I was a good girl, he did it nice. Like, that's disgusting. Frig this guy.
Wow.
No, we're painting him as a menace to society.
Wow.
It was a joke. How dare you?
Back to the story.
I don't. The Olin Ezra Show is adamantly against rape. We are adamantly against rape.
Listen, Olin, whatever you do with your Adventurers Club in the woods.
Shut up, Pat. We'll talk more about this Adventurers Club. Let's change it. Next topic. All right.
All right. Well, listen. Yeah, like I said, a lot of this shit happened with the whole Adventurers Club. Like on one specific trip, the girl that remained nameless and other girls were told to wash together in a lake. Like fucking Lake Minnetonka or some shit with Prince. Because it wouldn't be hygienic if they didn't.
Without Prince?
No, it was like Prince, you know, off of Purple Rain.
Oh, I don't know. I never saw it.
Who's Purple. Prince?
Thank you. Thank you. My question exactly.
You remember that one time we were downtown and we just walked into this one place? That
dude. Right.
Fuck. Bad memory.
Dude, he like looked right at me and that was my cue to leave. I was
bad memory.
Dylan, what would you do if you like saw Prince playing
Please stand
air
by
electric
for the Olin
guitar.
Ezra Show is experiencing technical difficulties.
Oh man. All right, Pat, continue. Howard Andrews.
All right.
All right, go ahead.
I thought Jesus was about to ascend or something.
All right, so basically, yeah, he told the girls, you know, if we don't wash up in this lake,
he bathed would be with them.
Yeah, of course. Him and a couple of, like, between 9 and 13-year-old girls.
Wow.
It's like, if I even tried to, like, find something sexually attractive about a 9 to 13-year-old girl, my fucking head would explode because it's impossible.
Look, did they have a bush?
I don't blame dudes for eyeballing 16.
She's fucking 9.
Because some of them look like they're 23.
She doesn't have to shave
yet. But,
dude,
13, there's no fucking way you could say... She looked 18. She's fucking 13.
She thinks just like an adult.
Dude.
The bitch got a Barbie doll right there in her fucking pocket.
These days, though, like 13-year-olds and 14-year-olds look like they're 20.
I know, man. It's scary.
Evolution, Pat.
Listen, I will give you a couple
Stop
of 16s,
reading comic books and
maybe
take a walk.
15s. But 13, that's just... No,
he's like
dude.
Maybe 15. But
maybe. No, I'm not saying like I'm not saying that I would maybe, you know. But I'm saying I could understand you mistaking a 15-year-old for being older. But 13.
Dude, I'm telling you, 13-year-olds now have bigger boobs than Anna Nicole Smith ever did.
Yeah, but look at their fucking faces, though.
It was just like Anna Nicole Smith.
I'm telling you, man. Like,
I've
walked into my sister's middle school before, man, and I seen a chick. I thought she was a teacher and she was a student. Like, yeah. She went up to a locker and did the combination. I was like, my
Joe
God.
Joe is letting his secrets out. He hangs out at middle schools in Waterford. Look out.
He offers to go pick up his sister and shit
every couple of days. When I'm at my sister's middle school.
Mom, don't worry. I'll get sis. No problem.
No. You just relax.
Right. It's all true. I actually go with the trench coat and there's nothing under the trench coat.
It's like a strange man found on school videotape humping locker.
That's me with my big ass grin.
And then me and Pat have to go bail him out of jail. Like, oh, Joe, why?
What did I do?
Que pasa, man?
He's like, how long can you last? He's like, 5:30.
Shit, man, you're going to have to give us a little bit more time.
Shout out
to
Half Baked.
Yeah, right. That's a good movie right there. Classic.
Fire.
Like, absolute classic. So, like, I got one more story here. And it's kind of cool. Joe, you like action movies, right? You're a big fan of The Bourne Identity.
Yeah, those are some good-ass movies.
All right, now you like how he escapes, right?
Who?
This is not a lie. Jason Bourne or whatever.
Matt Damon.
Yeah, Matt Damon.
Get it right.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
How dare I?
No, he's not.
No, I'm done.
He meant that shit. Get it right.
No, anyway. All right. Okay, think about a creative way to break out of prison. What if I told you someone in Germany actually broke out of prison in a bin of dirty clothes shipped by Federal Express?
I would believe
it. It's been done before.
It happened. You'd think that, you know, that wouldn't happen anymore. You know?
Oh, no, man.
Everybody's,
it happens all the time.
Have you ever seen The Shawshank Redemption?
No. I was just about to say that.
Wouldn't the box be kind of
like
heavy?
Like wet rags or something? I don't know.
If it
maybe
had
they were
a
just
person
bins.
In it?
I don't know, Dylan.
Everyone's – man, people got so lazy now they probably got forklifts at the prison these days.
Yeah, it loaded –
everything's on wheels.
And drove. And then he waited. The driver made a stop, and then he got out of the box, picked a lock on the back of the van, and ran off into the woods. What a genius.
Is he
still at large. No, he's still running around in the woods somewhere.
That's great.
What a criminal mastermind that guy is.
Good man. I applaud his efforts,
somebody's watched too many movies, man.
Right.
I can't believe that actually worked.
They shouldn't have gave him his 5-inch TV.
The clear plastic
got
TV
that
so they can't
hide black and white Zenith.
I don't know, man. You got nothing but time in there.
Rolled
dude.
Up Paul Miles.
This is a good quote that the police issued. It's the kind of thing people only think happen in films, but in this case, it was very real.
Because they're a bunch of idiots sleeping on the job.
Yeah, thank you so much for that enlightening quote. As if the average reader couldn't figure that one
out.
Like, it's not. Oh, it was real. The police verified it. It's real.
It's in a newspaper because it was a great scene in a movie.
Yeah.
No, this didn't really happen.
Hollywood's printing our news now.
Right. Oh, God. Oh, man.
It's your news.
It's
courtesy
disgusting.
Of MGM.
Right. I don't know. Everything's sponsored by... these big corporations are everywhere. God save the little guys drowning. Fish out of the water. Anyway, well, that's pretty much it. We do have two things to plug left. We already brought them up. The first is End the Fed. 22nd of November. Just check it out. End the Fed US.
Nationwide.
Bitches.
So just check it out. We're going to be there, and we're going to document the whole thing and be uploading it to YouTube. So it's going to be definitely worth checking out, and we're going to put, you know, our twist on it. It's cool. You know, it's just about spreading the message. So the 22nd of November, endofthefed.us. You can find out any more information you need at theolinezrashow.com.
Pow!
The Olin Ezra Show, or myspace.com/theolinezrashow. How dare I?
Pow!
You are so bad with websites.
I am.
And,
you make me sick.
I'm sorry.
Fucked up because he always fucks up on ours.
Right. It's never anybody else's. It's always ours.
We would say visit the forums, but...
The forums are down. I'm trying to get them fixed. I don't know what happened. Host
Negative
department
pow!
Sucks.
Bullshit.
So,
ah!
Anyway, we also have... What's that, Red? It's the industry is what?
Resting their eyes.
Wake them bitches
sleeping.
Up.
The
Hello?
Industry is sleeping.
Wake up. We're going to be at the Bullfrog on December 6th, 2008. Time's 5 o'clock, right? For the all-ages portion?
Yes.
5 o'clock, $5.
How much is it? $5.
$5 for the...
I got five.
It's either... I think it's 18 up is $5, and then under 18 is, what, 7?
Something like that.
Under 18 shouldn't even be allowed. Mm-mm.
Under $10.
It's all ages portion.
All ages show.
I do not need to see any of the 15-year-olds.
It's
going to
be magnificent.
And then
it's going to be magnificent. Magnanimous is going to be there. Ajax is going to be there. Sincerely Red over there is going to be there. We're going to be there.
Yeah, the Olin Ezra Show.
That's right.
Spread our, you know, viruses like the plague.
That's right. We're completely
sure.
That's going to be real fucked up. We're going to be on one side just talking our shit.
Patrick's going to be with Sandy or Cindy.
Cindy. I'm telling you. That's going to be fucked up because he's going to play some shit, and some girl named Cindy is going to be really feeling it, and I'm going to be really feeling her. I'm going to be like, yeah,
hey,
I helped him write this about you.
If I see you point, I'll be like, hey, Patrick, I got you, dog.
Yes. Yes.
Like, this one's for him, baby.
Please do, man, because this man needs something. He needs a piece of tail.
Absolutely.
Actually, last couple of weeks have been pretty good for Big Baby P.
Oh,
that's good. So, you can check out more at that show at our MySpace or our website at theolinezrashow.com. You can find links to
flyers.
Sincerely Red over here, too.
Hell yeah.
Excellent. We got flyers. And if you want to find out anything else about the show, you want to contact us, all that information is there right there for you at the website.
Pow!
That's right, pow. So for myself, I'm Chili. Big Baby P.
I hear someone's phone on vibrate.
Uh-huh.
The average Joe.
That would be my phone.
Jerk.
And sorry.
Musical guest, Sincerely Red.
Yo.
You've been listening to the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution. Do it up, man!
Play us out! Play us out!
4, 3, 2, 1, I need someone who's not already broken in. Take me someplace new where I can discover a beauty that's pure. When you kiss me, I can't believe how badly I wanted to. And get me someplace else where I can discover a beauty that's pure. And you tell me, breathe easy. And you tell me it brings us closer. Well, I'll tell you what I think. It's nothing, it's empty, it's over. Four, three, two, one, I've lost someone to a cold, bitter world. Get me someplace else where I can discover a beauty that's pure. Do 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 do. And now you tell me breathe easy. And you tell me it brings us closer. Well, I tell you.